I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's approach to the Syrian refugee conundrum is disastrous. Although they're somewhat protected, refugees are still struggling to survive. International Needs Rodi Rodehaver says education is a big issue for these families. So the ministry launched tent schools and hired Arabic-speaking Syrian teachers who were found in the refugee population. With the gospel in one hand and compassion in the other.
Our goal is to develop the evangelical churches who exist in those areas and work alongside of them to provide ongoing programs that not just handle the tertiary kinds of needs, but also develop the kinds of relationships with these people that we can help them in situations long term.
And finally, imagine trying to make a living by selling coffee beans, but nobody will buy from you because you're a Christian. What would you do then? More from MNN's Dodd Morris.
For some people like Bejo, this was a reality, at least until Baptist Global Response came in. Through its direct trade initiative, Kingdom Growers, BGR is helping people just like Bejo thrive using a couple of methods. For one, through this program, BGR provides farmers with microloans to help jumpstart their businesses, and these farmers also become part of the Kingdom Growers Co-op. As BGR helps these farmers make a living, the organization is also helping share the gospel. If you would, please pray that God would continue using BGR to change lives of farmers both physically and spiritually. For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.